And we're back, and we're moving straight on to having a chat with Tom from Tom Fibon, who's from RAC, Refugee Action Collective. And the reason why we've got you on, Tom, is because there's a major exhibition coming up today, as well as a rally tomorrow. So do you want to tell our listeners a little bit about the 25 year of a refugee resistance exhibition?
Yeah, thanks so much, Annie. So today we're putting on an exhibition showcasing 25 years of refugee resistance. It will be held in Footscray at Mama Chen's, which is about 5 minutes walk from Footscray Station. And we'll be looking at the history of refugees and supporters, opposition to successive governments' racist policies against refugees, starting from John Howard to the current Albanese government. RAC itself was formed in the year 2000. We're a democratic grassroots activist organization. Looking at this history, I think, has a lot of lessons in terms of how we can oppose the current government's racist policies for refugees, and looking at those significant wins that the movement has had over that time. I can list a few, but just one of them is evacuating the kids off offshore detention under Morrison, which was a massive victory for the movement at the time.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? It's an issue that just keeps giving. Every time you save one group of people, they just come up with another rather draconian and unpleasant method to torture these people a little bit more.
Absolutely. No, that's absolutely right. And it's certainly what we've seen now with the Albanese government, new laws around being able to deport up to 80,000 people to Nauru, and all of those exposés that we've seen around biker gangs and the Prime Minister of Nauru saying that he pretending that the people that are being sent there aren't refugees when they absolutely are.
Yeah, you're going to, at that opening today at 4 p.m. at Mama Chang's, which is 42A Albert Street in Footscray, you've got speakers. Pamela Kerr's always a great person to go to listen to.
Yes, we've got Pamela Kerr, who's a long-time refugee advocate and a past campaign organizer for the ASRC. Actually, when I first got involved in the refugee campaign in 2016, she spoke on university campus about the situation on Nauru at that time, where it was an absolute crisis there. So she's really, hearing from her is going to be really important and really valuable in terms of how we can continue the fight for refugees. The other speaker that we have is Ravi Bartlow, who is a co-founder of Refugee Women Action for Visa Equality. She helped set up the powerful encampment outside of, at the time, Claire O'Neill's office, and then that moved to the Department of Home Affairs in Docklands and lasted 100 days. That was an encampment calling for the government to grant up to 10,000 people permanent visas. These are people that have been living in the community for over 12 years on 3 to 6 month bridging visas, who've had no job security, no work rights, et cetera. The government, the Albanese government, has scrapped the policy that made that possible, but it hadn't granted permanent visas to that cohort. And that fight was one of the significant, was, I think, absolutely inspiring, one of the most recent highlights of refugee resistance. So hearing from her will be fantastic as well.
I agree with you. And incredibly persistent and imaginative in the approach for creating activist voices to the fore. But, of course, tomorrow is a rally that's been called at 11:30 at State Library. And this is an anti-racism rally that responds to a rather appalling event, a racist campaign put Australia First is rallying in Australia, in Melbourne, and they're actually going to do a live link to an English racist.
That's right. And the person they're linking to is is a fascist, UK's most prominent fascist, Tommy Robinson, who's a thug, who's a racist, who's a sexist, who led those violent racist marches of 100,000 or so people in the UK recently. So it's an absolute disgrace that rally's happening, and it absolutely anyone who considers themselves an anti-racist should come and should join the counter demonstration. RAC is going to have a contingent at that rally. We aren't the hosts of that rally, but we're having our own contingent there. Well, we'll be marching in an orderly fashion to say that these kinds of racists are not welcome here. Migrants and refugees are not to blame for the crisis of living standards, for housing, and for the real pain that many people are feeling in this country. But the blame should go to the government, and it's the scapegoat to blame migrants. But also to point out that it's the policies of the Albanese government around those new deportation laws, which like I said, allow up to 80,000 people to deport, that emboldens these kinds of racists to come out on the streets and say, put this into action. We want those mass deportations. So I think that the government has a responsibility in terms of not emboldening these racists, and part of that is to have humane refugee policies and not what we're seeing today.
Thank you very much for talking to us this morning, Tom. And just to remind you that the rally is 11:30, State Library, tomorrow.
Thanks so much for having me on, Annie.